Hi everybody, my name's Keane, and welcome to this week's show. I want to shout out everybody in my class, which is Mrs. Bolter's class in Yellow Pod. Shout out to Miss Bolter because she's awesome, best teacher ever. Did you all catch England playing Croatia on Wednesday? I can't believe they lost. Enough talking, I'm going to play my song choices. This song is called Wanderer, and it's dedicated to Danny.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm here with Mr. Jake to put a member of staff in a spotlight. Our first question is, what is your role at Springwell?
Well, my title is Executive Principal, which means I'm in charge of all our Springwell schools. So this one here at East, the one in the South, the new one that's going to open in North Leeds, and our primary school. So I work with all the principals on each site, as well as working with Mr. Ty to run the school, basically. So it's my job. I'm responsible for all the staff and all the young people and all the buildings. That's my job.
What do you love about working at Springwell?
The thing I love the most is working with the children and working with the young people, because they make me smile every single day. They amaze me with the different things they can achieve and the things they do every day. I particularly like the artwork that's produced and the music that's produced, but also the amazing maths work and the writing that's going on around the academy is incredible. So I just love watching our young people learn and watching how they develop.
What did you think about the England game on Wednesday?
Very disappointed, obviously. I would have loved England to get through to the World Cup final, because I've never seen them in my lifetime playing the World Cup final. I've seen them play in the World Cup semi-final in 1990, and I'm old enough to remember that. But I was very disappointed, and obviously it would have been great if they'd gone on to the final. However, I think they've done brilliantly. They've given us a team to be proud of, which is the first time in a long time. It's 4 years ago in the World Cup, they didn't win a game, and this time they got to the semi-final, so they've improved. And done it in a really good way. They haven't been a dirty team. They've been a team that's played the game properly and given us something to be proud of. So although I'm disappointed, I think we've got an England team we can be proud of.
Tell us one thing that you like to do in your spare time.
So it's another football answer, Bradley. I'm sorry, I know you're not a massive football fan, but it's another football answer, because the thing I do on most of my weekends is go and watch Leeds United. So I go and watch them at home. I had a season ticket at Leeds for years and years and years. I love going to watch Leeds United. I also go to most of the away matches. So I travel all over the country with my brother, who's a little bit older than me, and my nephew, who's a lot younger than me. And we go and watch Leeds up and down the country. That's how I spend most of my winters.
What is your favourite song?
Well, since we've been in the World Cup season, one of my favourite songs is World in Motion by New Order, which is the England football song from 1986. So it's quite an old song, but it's a great song, and it's about England. So I apologise again, Brandon, it's about football.
Thanks for talking to us today. We'll play it for you now.
Hi, my name's Anna. It's time for some shout-outs. A shout-out for both James and Year 10 for sitting their functional skills exam this week. One for Miss Raymond, for Rebecca for trying hard and English completing assessments. Shout-out for Brandon Hesketh for a great monologue in the art. A shout-out for Taylor for being a trooper. Mr. Loverton would like to shout-out his whole class today for serious hard work this week. You have all improved your levels, well done. And finally, Mr. Parks and his class in blue, he says, are the best from in school. I agree with that. This is my song choice. You better dance to it.
Hi, it's Keane again.
As it's the end of term,
next week's show will be a refresh show. so each class concludes the song.
Well, that's the last full show this academic year. Thank you to all 18 fantastic hosts we've had this term, and the radio show will be back in September. Have a lovely summer, everyone.
Keen out.